That's what I said before. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Alex.
My recollection is that we definitely stated that we would continue and complete the ED job description. We were moving well along. We were somewhere in the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
and we don't have that much more to go. But we need to finish it.
That was my recollection as well, is that we ran out of
time. I mean, either that or if you prefer, we can refer it to the ED CFO search committee.
I will move that.
Okay, guys, you know, basically you all have my good feelings, but I got to go because I've got to meet this deadline. So I'm going to leave this to Bill.
We call for the orders today, which means we move the agenda we have.
Thank you. And what I really need to know is, are you going to continue in closed session or not? Because I don't want to just leave our lawyer hanging for the next hour and a half. The man has a life, and he has somewhere to be in the morning on a plane. So I either want to tell him yes, he's going to be in closed session, or no, he's not. And I would think the rest of the arguing about the open session could be done amongst the board members. Is there any way we could get to whether or not there's going to be a closed session so I could let him know?
If he's not going to be there, then why are we having closed session?
No. Okay, I'll repeat myself. Andy can be there tonight, but it is not something he would prefer to be doing because he needs to leave early in the morning.
Don't
so
forget it.
He is available
next
Thursday.
Can I make a motion?
Yeah, I'd love a motion.
Can we make a motion just to cancel the executive session?
So moved.
And continue an open session, right? Okay.
Well, I don't know about that.
Okay, well, you can make a motion to cancel executive session. Is there a second on that for this evening?
Second.
Thank you. So that was motion by Privis, second by Bediako. Is there any objection to that? Okay.
With objection.
Cool. What?
Without
objection.
Objection.
Okay. Thank you, Revelin.
Yes.
I'm sorry, was there an objection?
Yes, me.
Okay, Ivan. Okay. So so let's just take it to a vote. Please.
Wait, Summer, the motion is to cancel the executive section.
For this evening.
And there is an objection?
There was an objection, yes.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Everybody's in the deal.
Ivan Altame?
To cancel, no.
Next person, Teresa Allen. Can't hear you, Teresa.
Teresa says yes.
Thank you. Mia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Lydia Berzon?
Yes.
Brozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Revelin Goal?
Yes.
I'm sorry, would you repeat your response?
Yes.
Thank you. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Alexa?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza votes yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Okay. Marcel Reed? Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
Abstain.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Were you trying to answer, Dan? Wallace as you are, it's incomprehensible.
Because they're all watching the debate, Evia.
What?
Watching the debate.
Oh. Like the rest of the world, right? Andrea Turner.
Yeah.
Andrea.
And the Steelers are playing.
Folks, Andrea's excused. We're in the middle of a roll call. Go ahead, please.
Okay, and Dan Siegel. I can't tell what he's doing or not. Carolyn Burden, how did you vote, or do you vote? Okay. All right. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
And who is this other person? Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yes. And 1 no and 2 abstentions. So,
okay. Travel well, sir.
Okay, so the motion passes. I'm going to let Andy know what's going on. Bill, I'm handing the chair off to you, and I've got to go. Okay, so hope that everyone chooses to have a productive evening and that some stuff gets off of the agenda so that we have a more slenderized agenda by next week, okay? So thank you, everybody.
Safe trip, summer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay,
well.
Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. And
bye-bye.
All right, the next item on the agenda is the ED job description, revisions and approval. So we got partway through that last week. We got some amendments passed. I know there was talk about referring it to back to the committee, but we're open to more amendments or motions. Who wants to go with that?
Good information, Bill.
Yes, George.
Where can we get a copy of that? When was it sent out? And do we have the amendments written down anywhere?
I believe the last version we were working on was the one that the search committee sent out. Was that from who sent that out last week, I believe?
Point of order, Bill.
Yes, Alex.
We have the copy from the search committee, but we already passed some amendments to that at the last meeting, and I hope that I don't actually have a copy of what we passed yet. They should be in the minutes for last week's meeting. I know we didn't approve the minutes, but we could at least refer to them. Is that possible?
Afia, could you forward the minutes from last week to the PNB, the draft minutes?
Yes, I will do that.
Okay, thank you. And I believe what we were operating on was the version from the ED CFO survey, but you're right, we already did pass some amendments.
Who sent that out, Bill? Oh, we'll wait till the minutes come.
I don't remember. Somebody on the search committee want to refresh your memory?
That's all right. We'll wait till the comes in with the amendments.
Okay.
I will, anyway.
But looking at my notes from last week, I think there were at least a couple other people that want to make amendments, and I don't know if there were more or not. We just ran out of time last week. So, actually, John Gary just forwarded the draft minutes from last week. So we don't need you to forward them, Pia. Thank you. Are there any motions or discussion on the ED job description?
Ken to the stack.
Yeah, Ken?
Yes, Ken.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, I'm not sure about the numbering, but near the top, duties and responsibilities, it's after, I don't know if the numbering is accurate or not. There's responsible for fundraising, and then number two, managing and supervising national staff. And it says, national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio stations. I believe it should be business units or added and other business units, because there is the archive and there may be other entities which form units besides public radio stations.
Okay, so where did you want to add that?
Right after the word public radio stations, and item two of, I think there's, it's under duties and responsibilities. I'm not certain about the numbering here. So it says like 4-1. I don't know if that's my 4-2. Sorry, 4-2.
Okay, I'm looking at the minutes.
To provide national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio station and other business units in compliance with objectives and policies of the board of directors consistent with Pacifica mission. That's
okay.
One change.
Is there a second? Okay, let's do one at a time. Is there a second? And just for everybody's information, this, if you look at the minutes, the draft minutes that John Gary just sent us a few minutes ago, this is at the very bottom of the minutes, following the minutes, the draft EP's job description.
Okay. These are, I don't see it yet.
I'm going to try to pull up John's thing. And
sent it about 4 minutes ago. I may not have gotten through the internet to everybody yet. Let me just read that item from the, this is under duties and responsibilities, general administration. Okay, without Ken's amendment, says number two, managing and supervising national staff and general managers to provide for the effective operation of the foundation's public radio stations, and that's where he's going to have the addition, in compliance with the objectives and policies of the board of directors and consistent with the Pacifica mission. Is that correct, Ken? Then you're going to add...
That's correct.
Other business units after foundations, public radio stations?
That's correct.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'm sorry, this is Reverend. I still don't see where you're reading from.
Okay. This is the draft minutes, open session minutes from last week that John Gary emailed us a few minutes ago. Did you get that email yet? If not, you can look at the what was circulated last week for the ED job description, because that's what's in there. You put that at the very end of the draft minutes from last week.
Okay.
Because we only got part of the way through that.
Okay, I think I'm in the right one. I got three documents. I was not at the right one.
Okay. We had done the CFO job description. We finished that, and then we were also working on the ED job description when we ran out of time.
And you were on number four?
We're on number two, which is under general, this is Roman numeral, I mean, not, yeah, Arabic numeral two,
okay.
Under general administration. It starts out managing and supervising national staff and general managers.
And what was Ken's amendment again? This is George's point of information.
You want to repeat that, Ken?
And other business units.
I second that.
Okay, so the second, thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, are there any objections to adding that amendment? Hearing none, then the amendment's approved.
Number 19. I want to go on to finances, number 19.
Okay, Ken.
Point of order, though.
Okay, hold on, Ken. Alex, go ahead.
Okay, the point of order is looking at the minutes, there was a motion I made that was never completed, so I guess the proper thing to do would be to reintroduce it. It was a motion about deleting a certain language from paragraph 6.
Okay, I forget what we did.
This is Leah. That motion was defeated, as I recall.
No, it wasn't. We never got to a vote on it because we finished the session at that point.
That is correct. Yes, I remember that.
Okay, let me, can we go on with Ken and then we'll come back to that? Is that okay, Alex?
Okay. Let me get back to that. I'm reading the minutes now. Maybe it's a little confused.
Okay. Thank you. Because Ken's already on the stack. So okay, go ahead, Ken. So which one are you, what's the next one you want to amend? Ken? Can't hear you.
Sorry, you're muted. I apologize. Okay. Under finances, number 19. Monitoring and or authorizing expenditures as appropriate in accordance with the budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization reimbursements, consultant hires, and unbudgeted expense approval. I'm pretty sure that, that's what I have in my notes, which I should compare it with what he's got in the minutes. Right.
Yeah, I read that.
And my amendment would be monitoring and or authorizing all major expenditures as appropriate in accordance with budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursement, and consultant hires. There should be no unbudgeted expense approvals. So I don't understand that. Unbudgeted expense approvals means a general manager or somebody could say, well, we're going to buy a Mercedes or we're doing an advertising campaign, and it's off budget, and then it goes and gets endorsed by the ED without the approval of the LSB and without the approval of the NFC or the PNB. So I would just eliminate and unbudgeted expense approval, and I would include authorizing all major expenditures. Now, that's a term of it's a subjective reality, the word major, but I wouldn't want to set it at 5,000 or something. The point being, you wouldn't want to burden the ED with approving every $20 check. So it says monitoring and or authorizing all major, my modification would be monitoring and or authorizing all major expenditures as appropriate in accordance with the budgets approved by the PNB, including but not limited to check authorization, reimbursements, and consultant hires. And I would exclude the last part, which was an unbudgeted expense approval.
Okay,
there
so
should
Ken
be
motion.
No unbudgeted expense approvals that are approved by the ED without going through. There just should be no unbudgeted expense approvals.
Okay, so Ken's motion is, this is for item number 19 in the ED job description, to add the words all major before expenditures as appropriate, and also to strike the words and unbudgeted expense approval. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, Alex seconds. Thank you. Was that Lydia?
Yeah, that was fine. Go ahead.
Okay, wait, Lydia.
No, I'm good.
Oh, okay. Does anybody want to?
I have a point of information.
Okay,
and
great,
I object,
Alex.
Bill. I object.
Okay, I'll put you on the stack. Go ahead, Alex.
Okay. My point of information, I misspoke previously. I see that my amendment to paragraph 6, according to the minutes, did pass. On page 5 of the minutes, it says, Leiter called a question on Steinberg's amendment to paragraph 6.
Okay.
Passed by
right.
Electoral vote 9-8.
Okay. All right. So back to Ken's amendment. Nia, you wanted to speak about this?
I object. All major, $5 to some people is like $5,000. I think to make that so subjective, I think that should not be added, and to leave it just the way it is.
Okay. So you're...
This is Linda.
Okay, hold on a second. So, Leah, you're speaking against the first part, the addition. How about the other part?
I'm speaking both. I mean, the ED, he or she should monitor this. Because remember, we're not just customizing this for the IED. We're doing this for any ED who gets the job. So I think it's fine the way it is.
Okay. Who else wanted to be on the stack?
Lydia.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with Nia on the first part. I certainly wouldn't change it to major, but I actually agree with Ken on the unbudgeted. That jumped out at me as well.
And I remember that's one of the things I wanted to go back.
So do you want to divide the question?
I've moved to divide.
Okay, is there a second
to
divide?
Revelin?
Okay, hold on a second, Revel. Is there a second to them?
I second dividing it. I second it.
All right, Revelin?
The first part that major, no, what is the word that you used, Ken? In the first
major.
Part of it. Yeah, major.
Major.
That, I think that something is necessary there, but I think that's not the right word. I think you want something like essential or indispensable or something like that, that says that it says what major is more clearly. And I also don't understand what an unbudgeted expense is. Maybe it either should be spelled out or left out. Because, again, what Nia said is true. We don't know who that person will be, and less wiggle room without encumbering the ED, I think, is better.
Okay, well, right now the motion on the floor is to divide the question. Is there any objections to dividing it so that we'll end up voting on these two parts separately?
This is Nia, Bill.
Yeah, Nia?
I understand that some people might think by having an unbudgeted expense approval, I do agree that we don't, that there should not be any. But I personally, and you guys know of some that that they've happened. That's the reality. So at least if it's there and somebody is thinking about doing it again, then they know that, no, the ED is monitoring this and he or she has, the ED has to approve this. That's why I'm suggesting that we not strike it. This is reality.
This is Ken to the stack.
Let me finish
before
you start hollering
yeah.
out.
And Lydia.
Okay. And this has happened. So if someone sees this, they'll know. To me, that would stop the person from doing that.
Okay, thank you. Ken?
I call the question on breaking it into two parts.
Okay, hold on. Actually, I'll ask her. Okay, nobody's spoken on that yet. Okay, so Ken calls a question. Is there any objection to going ahead and voting on the motion to divide?
Without objection.
Okay. All right, so is there any objections then? Mm-hmm. There's no objections on going ahead and voting on that. So are there any objections to dividing the question? So we'll vote on the two parts separately. Okay, hearing none, then the motion is divided. So the first part is just the insertion of the words, all major? Is that right?
Yeah, it's all major. And I would go on the stack for that. I just want to make one comment.
Okay, and then Lydia's on the stack also after that, so go ahead.
Okay, Ken. The next item on this job description, number 20, says acknowledging major donor contributions. Okay, again, the word major is used. The word major donor may be defined somewhere else in policy, but in this job description it says acknowledging major donor. Likewise, the word monitoring and authorizing all major expenditures, again, can be defined later. It's not a question of essentiality or trivialness. It's a question of amount, and that should be set. But it doesn't. If we put it in a job description, it may fluctuate from 5,000 to 10,000 or 40,000, depending upon inflation. So, but I did want to make a point that the person is not being held responsible to monitor all transactions, every petty cash reimbursement or bonus check or everything, but all major expenditures.
Okay.
So that's speaking in favor of it.
Okay, thank you. Lydia? Or did you finish, Ken?
No, I'm speaking to the second portion.
Okay, well, right now we'll just talk about the first one.
Yeah, on this one I would say no change.
Okay, does anybody else want to say anything about the first part, the part about adding the words all major?
This is George.
Yeah, George, go ahead.
I hear what Ken is saying, but the rest of this says, if you leave it alone, it says authorizing expenditures as appropriate, which means the ED gets to choose what he or she wants to monitor and doesn't want to monitor. And we'll obviously do that on the basis of, on some scale. They're not going to look at every $5 expenditure. So it doesn't look to me like it's necessary to be there. Anyway,
okay,
that's my...
Ken, I'll take that point, and if I can, I'll withdraw the motion of that part.
This is Revelin.
Okay, well, you can't withdraw once it's been seconded, but hold on a second. Okay, so sounds like there's a motion to withdraw the first part.
According to Robert's rules, Bill, you have to ask for unanimous consent. That's what we're about to do. Yes.
Right. So there's a motion to withdraw the first part. Actually, Ken moves that. Is there a second to withdrawing the first part?
Yes.
Second.
This is Nia, yes.
Okay. Nia
Revelin.
Seconded. Okay. A Revelin second. Okay. Is there any objection then to withdrawing the first part of the motion, the one on adding the words all major? Okay, hearing none, then that motion's withdrawn. Okay, so the second part of the motion still standing, which was the part to strike the words and unbudgeted expense approval. So that's what we're talking about now. Who wants to talk about that?
This is Lydia.
Okay, Lydia?
Yeah, or if we could use some, I just walked in. What number is this? I'm...
19.
19. Okay. I can't see into. Okay.
Nine.
I got 9 or 19.
19.
19.
Page
okay.
9.
Okay. Thanks. Okay. So I was thinking about something. I like the phrase of budget neutral because you may find that you need, I don't know, all of a sudden, you know, something. Whether it's equipment or da-da-da-da, but you raise the money for it. And so then, therefore it becomes budget neutral, but you may not have had it in your original budget. I do not think you should go outside of your budget, however. But I do think if the ED raises the money for that specific thing or gets the equipment, you know, whatever, that should be something that can be used.
Okay, so is this an amendment or a substitution for...
I'm just now reading it. Go on to someone else if there's other people in there. I'll let
okay.
you know.
This is
Nia.
Nia?
Okay.
I just need clarification for budget neutral that's not on the budget because it doesn't matter. I mean, semantically, if it's not on the budget, it's still unbudgeted. I just need a little clearer explanation there.
Okay.
Right. My response was is that there is a difference between having something that's unbudgeted. In other words, if you have a budget of $200,000 and instead you're going to spend $250,000 is unbudgeted. On the other hand, if you find a little pot of gold and you or a figurine that's worth $50,000 that covers that additional expense, then it becomes a budget neutral item that you would then have to amend the budget for. Either way, you have to amend the budget, but regardless, it becomes budget neutral. You're not adding an expenditure to that budget.
Okay, let's see if anybody hasn't spoken yet on this wants to say anything. Anybody else? We're talking about the motion now is to strike the words and unbudgeted expense approval from number 19 of the ED job description. Anybody else want to say anything? I don't think it was actually a motion to change the language, is that or amend it? Was that correct? Anybody have anything specific?
This is Nia, Bill.
Okay, Nia.
Yeah. So unbudgeted expense provided is budget neutral. I guess that's the only way.
Oh, that's good. That would be my amendment, provided it's budget neutral.
But don't remove and budgeted expense because you got to have it there. So, and unbudgeted expense provided is budget neutral. I can live with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would mean...
Right, Campbell? Campbell around?
So that would mean that the last part...
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Let me just make sure we're clear. So that would mean the last part would be and unbudgeted expense provided It's budget neutral.
It's budget neutral.
Okay, is there a second to the amendment?
Second. Lydia and I first and second.
Next, I get to substitute, I guess, for Ken's.
Yeah.
Campbell for Stack.
Campbell?
Oh, I guess I'm...
yeah, wait, Campbell.
I sense where you want to go with this, but the thing is that believing it to be budget neutral, I think, is something, it's subject to different interpretations, and also it doesn't really solve, I think, the kind of problems that we may be facing, because you can, you know, look at, you could say budget and cash flow neutral, you know, it just seems to me as though there's a huge risk here when you start putting those kinds of qualifications on it, which may not at all relate to the reality that would be faced when a circumstance like this comes up. You know, it may be a crisis. And in a crisis, that's not, you know, you're talking about expenditures that may not be budget neutral, and you may have to make some other more difficult and challenging adjustments budget-wise to just get through it. And, you know, if a transmitter goes out, I mean, my goodness, you know, we got to deal with that and put the station back on the air. So, you know, to say budget neutral, it just doesn't seem quite realistic under a lot of the circumstances where the issue would become a problem. That's just my thought on it.
This is Lydia.
Okay, so opposed to the substitute. Okay, well, let me see if anybody else that hasn't spoken yet wants to say something.
Oh, okay.
Anybody? Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so let me use a better example than the previous one I used, because this was actually something, in fact, Ken caught me on my wording, which I should have used. I used the word unbudgeted, and it really should have been budget neutral. When we were looking at the national office and some of the work that needs to be done for that adjacent area that used to be a restaurant, excuse me, and I contacted a volunteer contractor and, you know, these various issues, right? My vision of helping to pull that together would be that everything would be donated, or I would find a donor for the entry supplies and so on and so forth. So to me, even though we have not approved like a budget to fix that thing, nor do we know that we can raise, you know, that I can raise everything, but that would be like one of those budget neutral things that I had in mind. When you're talking about a transmitter, it's the reason that we have the special meeting criteria in the bylaws, which we tend to abuse by having these constant meetings, but it was really intended for that sort of thing. The transmitter goes, you call a board meeting, you get an amendment to the budget, and it gets done. And, you know, you figure out. Obviously, the ED would come and say, you know, but, you know, we have this, we ended up spending less on this, or I'm going to contact a donor or whatever. That's what those things are for. We also have a mechanism by which the board can unanimously approve something in writing that's sent to us by email if there's no objection. I prefer the meeting myself. But anyway, so there are mechanisms built into it for that, but I like that provided it's budget-neutral language myself.
Ken to the Stack.
Okay, and just let me just ask real quick to count time. How many more amendments do people have for this? Are there more amendments?
I have three or four more, but of course I'll stop to get out of the way.
Okay. All right. Just a reminder, one option again is to refer it back to the committee, which is meeting, what, tomorrow night, I believe?
Yes, that's
correct.
It is. That's right.
So, okay.
So let me take the back to the Stack on this.
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, I'm very concerned here. This is just a job description for the executive director. It shouldn't be used as a vehicle for changing operating policy, altering other policies about our finances or how we vote or who does what, organizational structure or interpretation of the bylaws. It's just a job description. It has a lot of weight in terms of our legal presentation when a person gets hired, that this is what we ask them to do. But it isn't. It shouldn't be used as a cover to change operating policy. And in terms of unbudgeted, as I'll state again what I stated before, this is a doorway whereby a general manager and an ED, whoever they are, can get around the LSB, the PNB, and the NFC by saying, we decided we're going to buy a big balloon and float it over the station. It's $15,000. It's an unbudgeted expense, and we're going to raise the money for it. And whatever they're going to do, it's an unbudgeted expense, and they're going to go into it. They're going to open up a clothes cleaning factory, or they're going to open up a car dealership, or whatever project they're going to do. It gets around the LSB, the NFC, and the PNB. It just goes from the GM to the ED. That's not appropriate. And that's the threat and danger of these unbudgeted or revenue-neutral, because somebody wants to do it. So let's say the case Lydia brought up, they want to renovate the restaurant property in KPFA, and it gets approved as an unbudgeted, neutral, you know, supposedly revenue-neutral, because who decided it's revenue-neutral? The ED and the GM. It did not go to the LSB, did not go to the PNB, did not go to the NFC. That's the whole. So that's why I want it just stricken out, and it's just a job description, and we shouldn't use it to try to put in new operating principles.
This is Nia Bill.
Okay, thank you. Let me see if anybody else hasn't spoken yet. Want to say anything about this? Okay, go ahead, Nia.
We're out of time on this.
Okay. I'll be quick, George. I made a friendly amendment for Lydia to accommodate that, but really, I prefer an unbudgeted expense approval. Remember, folks, there's a policy and procedures manual, which I will try to dig up, that has parameters for these things. But if a transmitter, you know, goes kapunk, then that's going to be an unbudgeted expense. So I think I'm going to go back to my original thought, which is I plan to vote against the amendment and just vote for number 19 as is.
And this is Lydia. Yeah, I think that Ken just persuaded me to drop my wording and go with the original. Thank you.
Okay, we're out of time.
I'm going to try my amendment if we could do what Ken did before, which was...
We're out of time. Let me just remind everybody what we're going to vote on. Okay, Ken's motion was to remove from number 19... part of the job ED job description where it's talking about monitoring and authorizing expenditures. He wants to remove the part and unbudgeted but expense approval. And then there was a substitute by Lydia or Nia. Who was it by? Nia?
It was Lydia seconded by Nia, but I'm trying to withdraw it.
All right. So her substitute was to change approval, the word approval, to provided it's budget neutral.
Once you have the unanimous consent, is withdrawing it.
Right, I just want to make sure people know what we're doing. Okay, so if the substitution is made, then that substitutes for Ken's motion. If the substitution is not made, we will still vote on Ken's motion as to whether or not to delete that language. So, is there any objection to deleting? For defeating the substitute. Lydia suggested to defeat her substitute.
Withdrawing it, yeah.
Withdraw it, right. But, is there any objection to doing that? Okay, hearing none, then that's withdrawn. Okay, so we're now back to Ken's motion, which was to delete the word. Do you want to repeat it, Ken?
Sorry, I was on mute. Yes, delete the words and unbudgeted expense approval, and that would mandate moving the word and just before consultant hires. So, you know, just make it grammatically correct. But basically, you're removing unbudgeted expense approval.
Okay. So if you vote yes, then we're removing that language. If you vote no, then we leave number 19 the way it was written. I take it there's some objections. So I guess, Sophia, can you call the roll, please? on this motion.
Okay.
So again, a motion, I mean, yes means to delete the language and unbudgeted expense approval. No means leave it alone.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcine?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Abstain.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Leslie Batoon? Wesley Batoon, can't hear you.
Yes.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brezon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Not voting.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Reverend Gold? Can't hear you, Reverend. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Reverend says no. Sorry, I was muted.
Thank you. Campbell Johnson?
Did you just call me?
Yes.
I'll vote no.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Okay. Ifeo Wangaza passes. Laura Priebus?
No.
Okay. Summer is excused for the balance of the meeting. Marcel Reed?
No.
George Ryder?
Stain.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Excuse me, I'll vote yes.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner is excused. So it looks like Dan is...
Is voting yes.
Who's voting yes?
Kathy. I had passed.
Kathy votes yes. Wangaza abstains. And some seem like there was another pass. Teresa Allen, did you not pass? How do you vote?
I believe she abstained.
Okay. Seemed like there were two passes, but... Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the amendment of Kim's to delete that language in number 19 is approved. We're out of time. If there's a motion to extend time, we could keep talking about this, but I know there's a lot on the other on the agenda. You could refer it to the committee, or we can just leave it as it is and pick it back up again next week.
I move to review it. I move to refer it to the search committee.
Is there a second?
I'll second. Heather,
are you second? Okay.
I'd like to, can I amend that?
Okay, if it's quick, go ahead. Alex?
My amendment is to refer to the search committee for final disposition. In other words, I do not want it to come back to the PNB because we can't waste any more time on this. The search committee is fully capable of completing the small refinements that need to be made here.
I accept it as an amendment, if that's allowed.
Okay. Was there a second to Alex's amendment? Is that again? Does that sound like a second?
Second, if he has seconds.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the amendment?
This is George.
George.
I have some things I'd like to have considered, so my recommendation is, doesn't have to be made a motion, is that any changes that people want to see, they send to the... Do we have a chair of that committee yet?
Not yet.
Tomorrow.
But you will have it tomorrow.
And when will they meet?
What?
They won't,
tomorrow.
They'll meet after that, is that correct?
We're meeting tomorrow night.
You are meeting tomorrow night. Well, who's the chair pro tem?
Can be sent to the convener, which is Ken Aaron.
Great.
That's correct.
Thank you.
The results of the election for chair, I believe, is supposed to be announced, was around noon tomorrow or something like that, Pacific time?
That's correct.
So we could send it to the whole committee or send it to the whole board either way. So, okay. All right. So, Alex, could you repeat your amendment again, the wording? I meant to add, what was the exact words?
Refer to committee to refer to committee for final disposition.
Okay. Can we vote on that amendment?
Are there any objections?
Let's make sure there's no more discussion. Are there any objections to the, thank you, Sophia. Any objections to that amendment? Hearing none, the amendment's adopted. All right. Are there any objections to the amended motion? To refer it to the search committee for final disposition. Hearing none, then that's adopted. Thank you. All right. Let's see. The next item on the agenda is under committee and task force reports, finance committee. I made a mistake and I left on two motions that we took care of on September 27th. I believe it was that date. The GMs and business managers at quarterly reviews was already taken care of. We approved that. We also approved the interstation transfers motion. Tracy, is it your chair of the NFC? Do you want to take up the additional ones?
Bill?
Well, I'm flexible on that.
Timekeeper would like to make a comment.
Yeah, George?
Okay. George, I was in the middle of saying something. Can I maybe finish it and then...
Need to extend time. We have 3 minutes.
Oh, okay. Then let's deal with that first.
Okay, thank you. Well, we did decide not to have an executive session, so we could go for another hour if people want to do it. But right, the time certain on the agenda says we'll end in 3 minutes. So, is there a motion?
Yeah, I'll move that we extend time for an hour.
Okay, is there a second?
Oh.
I don't hear. You want to die for a different
time?
Can you
hear
me? Hello?
Who's that?
Teresa.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Teresa.
I moved to extend an hour.
Okay, so you're seconding George's motion.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right. Well, that will get through some more of these things that have been hanging in here on the agenda. Can we go ahead and vote on that? Sounds like it may be some opposition. Sophia, you want to call the roll? Well, let me just try. Okay, are there any objections to extending it for an hour?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Sophia, you want to call the roll, please?
Ken Allen?
This is extending for an hour. I pass.
Ivan Alcime?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Nia Bediako?
Nope.
Wesley Bethune? Can you hear you, Wesley? Carolyn Burden?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Evelyn Gall? Reveling goal.
No extension.
Thank you. Heather Gray.
No.
Paul Johnson.
No.
Ali Alexa?
No.
Fia Wangaza votes no. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy
Absolutely
Rosenberg?
Not.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
I guess I'm on the losing side on this one, but I'll vote yes.
Andrea Turner is excused. So let's see. We had Ken Aaron passed. How do you vote?
Abstain. Abstain.
And Wesley Bethune, I didn't hear you.
No.
Thank you. Carolyn Burden?
I'm going to vote yes. Yes.
Okay. All right, so that's 4 yeses. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12
noes. Good night.
Okay, summation fails. Hold on, we have about 1 minute. Unless Tracy's next, if you want to present one motion or a motion to extend for a shorter amount of time, it's up to you.
No.
Tracy?
I don't particularly have anything to present in 1 minute. If someone makes a motion to extend for a shorter time, they can do it, but I'm not going to start talking.
Move to extend for 10 minutes.
No.
Who's that?
It's Ali.
Ali? Ali moves to extend for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Second. Carolyn, second.
Okay. Is there any objections?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God.
Okay. Can you call the roll again, if you please?
Let's see. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcine?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Thea Betico?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Linda Lydia Brezon?
No.
Bill Cruiser. Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlin Gold? Can't hear you, Revlin. Heather Gray? Heather Gray?
No.
Thank you. Revlin?
Revlin says no. Nine. Niche.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ali Alexa?
Yes.
If one of us says no. Laura Priebus?
No.
Michelle Reed? Can't hear you, Marcel. George Ryder?
Yes.
Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes, I guess.
Dan Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay, so let's see. Did we have... Marcel, how did you vote?
No.
Thank you. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no.
Okay, so the motion fails, and we are out of time, so... Thank you, everybody, and I guess we will see you next Thursday.
Good night.
All right, we're adjourned.
Bill, good meeting.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yes.
Bill? It's Ken.
Yeah, is that Ken?
You need a theme song. That sounded great. The motion, the meeting's adjourned, and we'll see you next Thursday. Da 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 da. Sounds like a TV show. Very good job, Bill. Thank you for chairing.
Thanks. Well, we accomplished a little bit of stuff, so thank you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.